Right. Do you have Crest Falls?
Crest Falls.
Well, on the eastern side of the water bit, you see where the water is?
Yeah. The water at the bottom of the Crest Falls?
No, at the top. Right. You see how there's a bit of rock at the sides at the top?
Yeah.
The rocks. Well, on the eastern side, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, take the middle of the falls.
Right.
And go slightly to the east.
Right.
And up about 3/4 of an inch. Mm-hmm. That's your start point. You've got that. I should have worked that out, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Right. Do you have banana something?
Banana tree.
Right, I don't. Come along from the start point to just come straight west to the edge of the falls above the where the edge starts to come down.
Seagulls.
Aye. Just past the seagulls.
Right.
Now, come at an angle of about 195 degrees. Mm-hmm. Come down to right, you see the middle line in the waterfalls?
Yeah.
The waterfall line. At the bottom of that line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Across from that, finish that line there.
Got it.
Right. And now curve round, see where to the bottom of the sea of Cress, right? You know where the sea is?
Yeah.
Well, maybe go 2 inches to the west of that.
Mm-hmm.
And put a point there.
Got it.
And draw a curve between these 2 points.
What kind of curve?
A curve mainly to the west. So very shallow curve. Right, not straight down then curve round. Just any point to join them, it won't really matter.
Is that from the point with the seagulls?
No, the point from
halfway down. So uh-huh. It's going up the way. It's an upwards curve. Or a downwards curve.
What do you mean?
Is it curving up towards the footbridge or is it down towards the bottom of the paper?
Down.
The curve down. Just a shallow curve.
Where I told you to mark 2 inches to the west of sea to that point.
Right, just shallow wee curve.
Uh-huh. Right. Positive gradient.
Right.
Now, go straight across from there to about 2.5 inches from the edge of the paper.
I'll need to go to about an inch.
What's there?
A banana tree. I've got a banana tree.
Another banana tree?
I've got a banana tree in the bottom left-hand corner of the paper. So I'd need to come due west.
The extreme bottom?
Yeah.
It's right down in the corner?
Right in the corner, yeah. It's in the bottom. Right.
Just now, you'll be about an inch above the bottom.
Yeah.
Can you go straight across to about, at that level from the bottom, to about 2 inches from the west?
No, I'd need to go to about an inch. If you got anything.
There's nothing west. In my map there. How far, right, to go up on the east side of the banana trees?
Yeah.
Oh, how far out would you have to be?
Well, just about half an inch of where I am now to the west. Then I'd need to go up and I've got a footbridge directly above that.
Is the banana tree area really big?
Yeah, it's a huge big banana tree. It's about 1.5 times the size of Crest Falls.
And it stretches from below the footbridge?
Yeah, it's about an inch below the footbridge to about an inch for the edge of the page, for the bottom of the page, and about an inch in, and it's about an inch and a half across.
An inch in from where?
An inch in from the left hand side of the page.
What do you mean, an inch and a half across?
Well, that's how wide it is. The banana tree, right, it's about that wide.
That wide, or that wide?
That wide. Where are we going to go anyway? We're going to try to get up.
The thing is, right, you go along the bottom, right, and my route about just over an inch from the side of the page,
mm-hmm,
goes up again until you're almost on the level with footbridge.
Well, is that only an inch from the side?
Uh huh.
Oh, I can do that.
That's what I told you, to go over 3 inches.
Oh, sorry.
Along the bottom, right? Come along 3 inches.
Then go up level with footbridge?
No. Now, you'll be about
an inch for the edge and an inch for the bottom.
Well, you should make it just more than an inch from the, maybe about 2 inches from the edge. Right?
I can't do that, it's the banana tree.
Right, okay, you'll have to go around them then. Mm. Now go up to where, go slightly curving, until you're at the F, not to the F, but on a level with the F.
Very far west of it.
And end up on the same, sort of the same vertical axis as what tree trunk?
Banana tree trunk.
I don't have the banana tree. Right, make it that you're about 3 inches above the point you are just now, 3 inches due north.
Right.
And curve round your banana trees, if you've got to.
So how far from the edge of the page? A couple of inches?
An inch and a half, say, from there. Right. Now from that point, you'll probably be just over 2 inches from the footbridge.
Aye.
Draw a line from there to the left-hand side of the footbridge.
Right. East? Due east?
Well, almost due east. You'll be just below the...
Yeah.
On the picture, right, because you're going to go over the footbridge. Okay?
Right, so I want to go...
Just go up to the edge of the footbridge.
Right, so I'm below the footbridge or right at the edge?
Right. See the bridge bit along the top of where you can go over it.
Right.
Don't draw a line over the footbridge. There's one here. Do you have a poison stream there?
No. Nope.
On the other side of the right. When you come off the footbridge, go for about half a centimetre at the very most.
So I'm on the right-hand side of the footbridge and I'm going half a centimetre?
Half
a
centimetre out.
East?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And now...
Where's the poison stream come from, Slate Mountain?
There isn't a Slate Mountain in this one, but it's below Slate Mountain. Now draw a line due south for about an inch and a half. So you're still above the start point.
Yeah.
Right. You have an old temple.
Yeah.
Now see where the M of stream is.
No, I've not got stream.
Oh, sorry. Right.
I'll need to be on the mountain somewhere.
No. Okay. Right. On this level, draw a line straight over till you're above the S of start.
Right. It's due east above S and start.
Right, so you'll be about...
A half an inch above S.
Right, and from there, draw in a curve to the base. See the base bit of the old temple?
Yeah.
It looks as if it's brick or something. Mm. Draw a curve to there.
What, the left-hand side?
Uh-huh.
Just a wee curve going up towards abandoned truck.
There's no abandoned.
Well, Slate Mountain. You've not got Slate Mountain. White Mountain.
No, not that
way. Am I going down towards the bottom right-hand corner or up towards the top left-hand corner with the curve?
Right, you've come across from the footbridge.
Right, to start. Yeah.
You're up just at start now.
Yeah.
Now, you know where the old temple is?
Yeah.
Well, just draw a wee curve joining those two points.
What kind of curve, though? Does it mean
well, as if...
An N curve or a U curve?
You'll see... Right, say... imagine a clock face.
Right.
Between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Right.
That would be the... that quarter of the clock. The way... just picture that. The way that would go.
Between 3 o'clock.
You're starting off flat and getting steeper. From 6 till 3.
Right, got it. Right, I'm right at the very side of the old temple. Uh-huh. I'm right on the side of it.
Right. Now, go straight up, straight north, until about an inch above the top of the temple. That'll be you near the mountain.
Yeah, I'm about a quarter of the way up the mountain. Halfway up the mountain, nearly.
Right. Now, don't draw a line, but say, go in... an inch and a half. Right, how far are you? How far are you from the quay of abandoned truck?
I'm on a level with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm about 3 inches to the right of it.
Right, take half that distance.
Uh huh.
And go up from there. Go up just over 2 inches.
Right. And what village? You got a remote village?
Not that high up.
Not that high. Well, I'm about an inch below the V in that.
No, maybe take it down another inch then.
Right, so about... So that'll be me about 2 inches below the V in village.
Uh-huh. Right. And about an inch above the top of the truck at the most.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, there.
And I want to draw a line from...
No, well, where you are, just put a wee point there.
Right, got one.
Now, from where you are just now on the line, connect those 2 points.
Where am I just now?
Right, you're just an inch above the old temple.
Yeah.
Go to that point 2 inches below the V of village.
Straight?
Uh-huh. And now, say, three quarters of a centimetre below the K of truck.
Yeah.
Now go down to there. 3/4 of a centimetre.
That's going round the old mountain.
Directly below the K.
Right.
Now, go, how far, you'll be about 3/4 of a centimetre below the word abandoned truck. The words. Yeah. Go straight across till you're under the A by the same distance.
Yep.
Now, do you have baboons? Right. From there, go down 2 inches until you're about an inch from the line you drew to the footpath.
Right.
Go straight down. Right. And now go across until you're about 3/4 of an inch from the side of the page, if you can do that.
Yep.
Right. In fact, to be safe, make it 1/2 inch. To get around these baboons. Now, if you get anything between this point and White Mountain?
Nope.
Right. From here, go up to, go straight up to avoid the baboons.
Straight up, how far?
To about the, where you started off, to make that a U shape, that bit of path. You know how you've come down and along?
Uh-huh. Well, I've come down. I've went above Slate Mountain, down by the abandoned truck.
Right. From the A of abandoned truck, you've went down and then along.
Yeah.
Now, go back up to about that level to make it a U-shape.
Right. So, if there's just a wee toty bit of monkeys, or baboons, whatever you call them.
In that space there.
So, you want it's like maybe about a couple of inches o'clock. Wide.
Make sure you're...
I make go sure you're north and then across a bit.
At least 2 inches from the gap that down that U shape will be at least 2 inches at all points. Right, so just go up to make that a U. And you're about 1/2 inch from the side of the paper.
Yeah. So I want to go, where am I ending up?
Well, just go straight up until you're on the level of where you start at A, below A, 3/4 of a centimetre below A.
Right.
Right, from there, draw a line straight to the bottom left-hand starting point of White Mountain, maybe just to about 1/2 centimetre to the left of
level
it.
Level with the A, and then up to the bottom left-hand bit of White Mountain.
Uh-huh.
How where, far from it?
Where, about?
Centimetre for the bottom?
Not even that.
Right.
About 1/2 that.
Right.
Right, and now, if you as you go up that side of White Mountain, there's a wee sort of ledge bit. You see that? Where it goes flat. You go up quite steep on the mountain, and then it flattens out a wee bit.
Yeah, right at the top a bit.
No, below there, about 1/3 of the way up, there's a wee bit that's almost sort of horizontal. No, it'll be a different drawing maybe. Right, you see about 2/3 of the way up the mountain, its gradient changes to slightly less steep.
A wee bit.
Slightly.
Totally wee bit.
Well, go up, follow the side of the mountain up to that point, still staying about 1/2 centimetre away to 1 centimetre.
Right.
And then, have you got anything above that point? Above White Mountain?
I've got Lemon Grove. That's about 2 inches above it.
Do you have a pyramid?
Aye.
Right, go... Where is the top of the Lemon Grove in relation to the pyramid?
Just on the bottom of it.
Right. Now, go straight up just now until you're about on, go due north until you're on a level with about the a third of the way up the pyramid. You see the black marks up the side of the pyramid?
Uh-huh, the second
until
one.
You're level with the second one.
So I'm going to go by the west side of the Lemon Grove.
Uh-huh. And now, would that take you above the Lemon Grove?
Yeah.
Now go straight across until you're about an inch from the black second mark. Black mark of the pyramid.
Got you.
Now, from there, go to a point a centimetre above the peak of the pyramid.
Got you.
Right, and then draw a straight line down the other side. You see the bottom right-hand corner of the pyramid?
Yeah, the far away one. The one that's...
The one that would be at the front of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Right. The face, not the one that would right. be at the back, not the extreme right hand point. Mm-hmm. About an inch out from there, put a dot and join those two points.
Immediately below that, I've got a poison stream about 2 centimetres below it.
2 centimetres. The poison stream in this one is a bit further below that. So I've got 2 poison streams in this map. Now, from there, draw a slightly sloping curve again to below the D of pyramid. Right, just slope it around the natural way it would go. Right, curve it round.
Curve it round with a like that or like that.
To below the right where you are just now. Remember you drew the test tube earlier.
Uh huh.
It would be like the bottom half of that test tube.
So it's like that.
Uh huh. To below the D. Right. Do you have a cobbled street?
No, it's about a centimetre below the D.
Right. From there, go carry on straight across until you're below the far left-hand base point of the pyramid.
Yep.
Right.
It's about an inch yet.
Now, at about 195 degrees, so that's just 5 degrees more than south to the west side, go down about... They'll make it 195,
you
see. Right, that's fine. Right. From there, go down. Do you have a remote village?
Yeah.
You see the two dark, thick lines that are in that drawing of remote village?
Yeah.
Go down until straight down at that angle until you're about a centimetre to the side, to the west of the line.
So you've got the remote village, it's got two hills, the remote village is in the middle of two hills with hills behind, and you want the hill on the left hand side.
Uh-huh, until you're about a centimetre to the west of that.
Right, so dead on the level of it, right. Got you.
Now, from there, draw another curve until you're below the R. Of about a centimetre below the R of remote. Right. And then go straight across to below the E of village. And then go about an inch further than that on the same level. And that's your finishing point.
So that'll be just about below the pyramid, the extreme right hand edge.
Just there.